Hello and welcome to Geek History Lesson Extra. I'm Jason. I got a Triton Inman. She's is Ashley Victoria Robinson, and this is a surfer theme. Dun 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 dun. Because we're talking about Surfer Aquaman.
Yeah.
Jason Momoa. He's a surfer dude. He's a bro. And he's got a movie coming out.
Yeah. I'm really looking forward to the Stargate Universe movie.
Stargate Atlantis. Get it right, Ashley.
Shit.
You just nerd failed.
Well,
and you've actually watched Stargate Universe.
I'm gonna be honest.
Oh my god!
I don't like either of those Stargate series, so I don't give a shit.
Oh my god! Get it right.
SG-1 is the only Stargate that matters.
I like both.
What's the new stupid one called? That's like 10 minutes long.
Isn't it called Stargate Origins?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Sorry to anyone who likes any of those.
Because it was on their Stargate Command. Streaming service
that somehow even less successful than CBS All Access.
Nobody bought.
Yeah.
But Connor Chenier is in the way. Let's talk about
God bless Connor Chenier.
Let's talk about by the way, Jason Momoa was one of the best parts of Stargate Atlantis. He was pretty good.
That's saying something because he's not a great actor.
Oh man. Let's talk about Aquaman movies, and then we have not seen the Aquaman movie at the time of this recording.
No. You are going to see it early.
Yes, I got into advanced screening. Advanced-ish. I'll be able to see it like a week early.
Still early.
Yep. Ashley, let's talk about Aquaman. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it too. I think James Wan's an excellent film director. And I think Jason Momoa is a great choice for Aquaman. And I hope they pull it off. Black Manta looks badass in all the shots. Yeah, I don't know. Let's talk about our general thoughts, and then where we would go for an Aquaman movie trilogy, knowing nothing about the first movie. Let's see how wrong we get.
I would do the death of Aqua Baby in the first arc of the first act of the second movie.
So they're already at baby in the second movie. Holy, good
I mean,
God.
They're gonna have sex.
Well, actually, here let's talk about this. Okay, what do you want from the Aquaman movie? Having not seen it,
better dialogue than we got out of Mera in Justice League. If I can get that. Probably fine.
I mean, everything in Justice League, I think, is suspect.
But I mean, I take real issue with models and athletes pivoting into acting. I think most of the time it does not work. And there's obvious exceptions, and I'm completely willing to admit to that.
Yeah.
But when your performance sounds like you are reading off a teleprompter, when Jason Momoa out-acts you, it's pretty bad.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that scene, and even with Jason Momoa, let's be honest here, not great.
No, but he's better than her.
Sure.
And it's not a high bar.
Mm-hmm.
What do I really want to see in it? I want it to feel kind of like what we were talking about in the main lesson. I want it to feel magical. I want it to feel epic, and I want it to feel more like a fantasy than I want it to feel like a superhero story.
Mm-hmm.
I want it to be closer to Wonder Woman than to Man of Steel. Two movies I like a lot. Because Wonder Woman succeeds by really laying into her Amazonian identity and how that informs everything that she does in the real world. And I'm hoping there's a much taller order making Atlantis cool than making Themyscira cool. But I'm hoping that Aquaman is able to strike a similar balance. I'm hoping that the romance isn't ham-fisted.
It will be.
I
hate to say it. It will be.
I don't know. I think DC does a better job at it than Marvel. Like, I believe that Clark and Lois like each other.
Fair point. And Steve and Wonder Woman, yeah.
Yeah, I don't believe that Steve Rogers and Agent 13 give a shit about each other, except that they would like both human beings to be alive.
Sure.
But they've kissed.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm hoping that that will translate. I'm also hoping it's a very bright, aesthetically movie. I like James Wan. I liked the first Conjuring movie. It's also got Night Owl in it.
Patrick Wilson. He's a good actor.
I always want to call him Patrick Gleason.
No, Patrick Wilson.
I'm really hoping that we can see maybe more of James Wan's bag of scary tricks.
Okay.
Because I don't know what he's going to be like not doing that or not being able to rely on that. I just hope.
I bet you there's going to be some scares with the trench and this movie.
I hope so. If it's a,
and Black Manta.
If it's a solid superhero origin, like if this is like Iron Man Redux?
Well, a lot of the advanced rumors claim that it's basically Black Panther except under the sea.
Well, one of the trailers is beat for beat. Okay, so if this is Black Panther underwater, I'll be fine with it, actually, because honestly, it could be so much worse.
Yeah, Black Panther is a good movie. Can't be the best, man.
I would like it to transcend that. I'm not sure how you would do that. Mm. And I'm not sure if with some of the present trappings and the state of the DC universe, if that's possible.
Yeah.
I just want people to understand that Aquaman can be a credible threat.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. What do you want from it?
I agree with you. It does need to be magical. It does need to take you to a world that it needs to do for Atlantis what Wonder Woman did for Themyscira and what Black Panther did for Wakanda.
Yeah.
You need to really like Atlantis.
Uh-huh.
If we don't like Atlantis, where most of this movie is going to be set, then this movie is in trouble.
I'm nervous after seeing the scene where they're walking through the desert.
I like that scene.
I'm nervous
that they're not going to be in Atlantis in a lot.
That Atlantis is the final act.
It could be.
I'm also nervous because you haven't seen the latest trailer.
And I don't want to. I have refused to see the latest trailer.
I'm going to try to not spoil too much. But there's a lot of Vulko in it, which is cool because he's great.
Yep.
You see three different versions of young Arthur Curry.
Mm-hmm.
So I really hope the entire first act is not teenage Arthur Curry, preteen Arthur. Like, I don't give a shit about someone who's not Jason Momoa playing Arthur Curry.
Here's me making a wild prediction.
Uh-huh.
What I think the movie is going to be is I think it's going to be 15 minutes of Arthur Curry growing up.
Like we did with Wonder Woman.
Mom dies. Mm-hmm. We see Vulko. Like, he runs off into the night and Volko's like, "Hello, my friend. I'm going to teach you the ways of Atlantis next to the ocean. Blah, 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 blah."
Yeah.
You know, like, "I'm here because you're the rightful king. Blah, blah, blah." Anyways, we do a dissolve. Suddenly, Jason Momoa is there saving a submarine because we've seen the scenes in the submarine.
Yeah.
I think in the first act, he gets a reason to go to Atlantis.
Mm-hmm.
Now, most of these movies, a lot of modern blockbustery movies are always like, and Mad Max Fury Road is the most easy example I can see this. In Mad Max Fury Road, we spend the whole movie running away from where Morton Joe's house is to spend the rest of the movie turning around to go back.
Mm.
So what I think this movie is going to be is he goes to Atlantis with Mara for something in the first act. They go to Atlantis. He's there. They're like, "Oh, hey, the new king's here." Volko's like, "Oh, my friend, you finally arrived." Patrick Wilson as his brother is like, "I'm the king. I don't care. I'm going to do something to humiliate you. Like, I'm going to do that combat scene that I've seen in some of the trailers." And maybe that's what makes Jason Momoa leave. Or somebody attacks Atlantis and Mara's like, "Oh, man, if only this weapon thing from over here could save us."
Mm-hmm.
Then they spend the whole second act going to find the thing
in the desert to go back to Atlantis,
to grab it, to go back. And I bet you $1 million it's some part of his trident or It's the costume.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're going to find out that armor gives him some magic-y ability thing. And then he's going to go back and have to stop Patrick Wilson's machinations. And because he stops the machinations, he's king. I mean, to me, the last scene of this movie is going to be almost exactly the last scene of Thor Ragnarok, where he's coronated.
Yeah.
We're going to see him become king.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to put the crown on his head or whatever. But that's what I think the movie is.
Do you think Patrick Wilson dies?
No, because they'll leave him alive because he's Loki. And they'll leave Black Manta alive because, you know, we got to set up Justice League 2 if that's ever going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
No, you need Patrick Wilson alive so that we have the idea of the rightful king.
But if they crown him and they crown Mara at the same time, then it might end with a wedding.
You think it'll end with a wedding? You think we'll move that fast?
I mean, I'm going to be honest. I don't give superhero film and TV adaptations. If it's not Black Lightning, I don't give it any credit with taking its time.
I don't think we get a wedding. I don't think so.
I'm also going to tell you why I think it's a wedding, because they are beating us over the head with
Mara.
Mara is Ariel. They're trying so hard to get women.
Oh, yeah,
because
there's that pop that she has this, like,
she has
fancy
the pink
dress
that Ariel has. Her hair is the same color as Ariel. The first costume she appears in the movie is a white dress that is cut the same way as Ariel's rope dress.
You know, I'm also going to make
And Little Mermaid ends with a wedding.
I'm going to make an observation here. I guarantee you the producers of the 1988-89 Ariel.
89.
Yep. Saw Mera. Or it did that intentionally. I bet you they were basing it off of Mera.
Maybe. They don't have the same color hair. But I don't know. Like, to me, if they are, because in the advertising, they really seem like they're trying to get the female viewers hard. Right. Like, I think they're trying to be like, you liked Wonder Woman, you'll like this.
So let's go here. Okay, so let's go with your version. Okay, it ends with a wedding.
Mm-hmm.
All right. He's king.
Mm-hmm.
He's king, she's queen, we end with a wedding. Where do you go with number two? Or where would you like to see, or even in looser tones, where would you like to see? Let's just assume we're getting a trilogy.
Well, see,
where would you go?
Movie two has to be, and this happens in a lot of the best Aquaman stories, has to be them, whatever breaks them apart, for them to come back together in three in order to fight the biggest, baddest, scariest threat, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I go to Aqua Baby because it's the easiest thing to go to.
Yeah.
And it is so prevalent. Also, that way...
Do you think
way,
a big blockbuster movie would kill a baby of a main character?
Yes.
Okay.
Also, that way, in movie two, you can introduce Dolphin as an alternate love interest.
Mm-hmm.
And she doesn't have to be white. You can make her whatever. It doesn't matter. But then they do that thing where they decide to not be together.
Mm-hmm.
For the good of whatever. I mean, honestly, I think it would be super cool then if three or if the next Justice League movie was like a version of War. Like, I think it would be cool if we...
Or Throne of Atlantis where yeah. Ocean Master invades.
Yeah. And like, because you need something that earth shattering to bring all those characters back together. And you want it to be bigger and more earth shattering than what you did in one.
Mm-hmm.
Because two is going to be generally less favorably received because that's how it tends to go. But three is your chance to swing it back around because you, as a studio and as executives, remember what people liked about the first one.
Yeah.
Kind of like the Thor trilogy, you know?
Sure.
I don't know. What do you think?
I would go for two. So let's say they get married.
Sure.
For me, I would say two, I would go personal. It's gotta be the Empire Strikes Back.
Mm-hmm.
If he has a son, it's very, very young. It's within like the first year.
Oh, yeah. It's an infant. Yeah.
Or, to be honest with you, you know what I would do? I would have the baby born in the opening. I would do a Lion King type of thing where Volko's like swimming around Atlantis and he's like, oh, the baby, uh-huh. the baby. And everyone's like, oh, man, the new prince.
Jason's acting out, people cheering for the new prince.
Yeah. The new prince. Aquaman's been kicking ass with the Justice League. Like, we throw a couple mentions of the Justice League. Atlantis is awesome.
Yeah.
Like, Atlantis is good. It's great times. Woo! And then some discovery of Ocean Master. Ocean Master shows up and has a revelation like Aquaman's lineage is not what he thinks it is, or something he's done is wrong, or blah, 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 blah. He's made a mistake as king is basically what it is. He's made a mistake and he did something wrong. And over the course, the end battle is that we're going to do exactly like the Justice League, and we are going to tie Aquaman to a rock. And the only way he can get out is he has to chop off his arm. But during the course...
That'd be cool.
So he chops off his arm and he goes...
He won 27 hours.
And he tries to swim to get there. Mm-hmm. But by the time he gets there, baby is gone.
Yeah.
And there's blood in the water. So there's some like sharks around or whatever. So we think baby is dead. Or we let the audience assume he's dead. We let Aquaman assume he's dead. He's not dead. Because I don't want to actually kill a baby in a big blockbuster movie.
Oh, my God.
And Ocean Master takes the trident or whatever special mojo he gets. And Ocean Master begins the occupation or the march to the surface world. And he's like, we're going to invade New York.
Can I make a suggestion?
Sure.
What if Ocean Master's working for Triton or Poseidon?
Done. I'm down with it. Cool. It works. Movie three... Arthur is just like we meet him at the beginning of Peter David. He's living in a cave.
Mm-hmm.
It's like maybe 6 months later. He doesn't know what to do. He has no arm. He can barely swim because he's missing one of his arms. He's terrible at fighting. And some of his other buddies or Volko show up and is like, hey, you know, I've heard about this thing that might like the other trident of something, something. And that might help you because we got to stop fucking Ocean Master, blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
So he goes there, he gets it, and with Volko's help, melt it down, and he gets the classic harpoon. So he gets some magic-y mojo back, and he's like, all right, I'm going to kick my brother's ass. My man, woo! Mm. And he goes and does it. And over the course of the journey to get there, this young boy shows up. This young boy, he meets this young boy in the temple who was also trying to get the thing. And mm-hmm. the young boy with his magic-y powers is the one who forms the trident into the thing. So him and the little boy, and the boy jokes, ah, ha, ha, call me Aqualad. That's a cool name. Mm-hmm. And Aquaman's like, yeah, whatever. I don't care. You're helping me. Cool. You got magic powers, whatever. They get to the surface world and they have a fight on Mercy Reef with the other people. Now it's up to you whether you want to show some other Justice League members or not. I would want to, mm-hmm. but you know, budgets are a thing. So whatever. And we get to a trial by combat mm-hmm. situation where it is Aquaman versus Patrick Wilson for the game. And Aquaman, since he's been out of the thing, he's fighting with a harpoon hand, doesn't know how to do this, gets his ass kicked. And he's down on the ground, and we see a portal open up, and Mara walks out. Mm-hmm. And Mara is like, oh man, I came because I knew this was your time in need, blah, 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 blah. And Mara looks a little bit different. Aquaman's like, you're a little bit older. What's... You're weird. Like, and she's like, oh, in my home dimension. Or he's also like, I thought you were dead. You were dead. Like, you and baby, you're dead. And she's like, no, we're not dead. We were kidnapped back to my home dimension where time works differently. That's your son. Mm. This boy that's been helping you, this Aqualad, that's your son. His name is Garth.
Garth. Yeah, that's cute.
You know, blah, 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 blah. And so this gives Aquaman the final chutzpah to kick ass, kick Patrick Wilson, end of trilogy. We have Aqualad, Garth, and Aquaman becomes king again. And he creates a Atlantean embassy at the United Nations. So a war of the surface world will never happen.
Oh, that's cool.
And so the world recognizes Atlantis.
It'd be fun too. If they did that in Wonder Woman and they put like Atlantis and yep.
Yeah, yeah. So that's where I would go with it.
Cool.
Yeah. So there you go. Yeah.
There you go. There's an Aquaman trilogy. Tell Warner Brothers.
Warner Brothers can hire us at any time.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So let us know on Twitter, guys, if you like that. And thank you so much for your support. Next week is a very special episode of the Geek History Lesson podcast. And then after that, we're going to be Christmas break. And you celebrate Christmas break too. You know, even if you're working, celebrate it. Sit down on the job and tell your occupied lawyers, your occupiers, that you're not working. There you go. All right. Anything else to add, Ashley?
No.
All right, cool.
I was gonna suggest that they join a union and they strike if they're made to work on Christmas Day.
That's right, comrade. All right. Thank you so much for your support. Thank you so much for listening. I am Jason, get that trench in.
I'm Ashley Victoria Robinson.
All right, thank you so much, and bye-bye.